We are joined right now by a new member of the New York Giants. He is a cornerback for the Giants. He signed with them last week. 65 tackles, 12 passes defensed, a career-high 3 INTs with the Panthers last season. Led Carolina in passes defensed in 4 straight seasons. 268 tackles, 8 interceptions, 47 passes defensed, 3 sacks, 7 tackles for loss in his career. He was a 3-time all-conference selection at Samford. He was the 62nd pick overall back in 2016. James Bradberry is my guest. James, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. I'm great, in fact. So you were an unrestricted free agent. Let me start right there. How did you go about approaching your free agency? Was that fun? Was it interesting? Or was it just kind of stressful?
For me, it wasn't stressful. I was just being patient. The most stress was like during the season, you know, just making sure I played well and I came out injury free. I mean, free agency was pretty smooth for me because all I did was work out.
That makes sense, right? So you're going through the entire year and you want to make sure that you're putting the best stuff on film and you stay healthy so you're ready to hit free agency when it happens. What about the Giants? What was it about that opportunity that made you feel like that was the right place for you?
So when free agency came, you know, it was either between the lines and New York, and I just felt like New York was a better fit for me. You know, I knew Mr. Gettleman, so I know what type of organization he's trying to build over there. And I knew some of the players that were there as well, and they had nothing but good things to say about the organization. So I felt like it was the right fit.
Were there any red flags or anything about Detroit where you thought, yeah, maybe not?
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like both organizations were great. I feel like both coaches were great coaches. I just feel like New York might have been a better feel for me. You know, it's a great city. It's something new for me. You know, I'm more of an introvert. And, you know, I want to go to a big city just so I can explore a little bit more around the city.
That's interesting. James Bradberry joining us. Now, you're 4 years into your career, but you're going into a situation where you're going to be the vet among a young group of cornerbacks. What's your approach when it comes to being a leader and making sure you help raise the game of those around you as well?
Just pretty much do what veterans did for me. You know, like guys like Mike Adams and Captain Munnelin, they came in and pretty much they weren't like real boisterous with their words, but they would always give me like little tips and stuff whenever I was in practice or whenever I was watching film, and they always encouraged me. That's the one thing I want to do for my teammates, encourage them to be better. So eventually one day they can get a second contract like me.
James Bradberry joining us, and that's the key, right? You want to get to that second contract, and you want to pick guys up around you. You know, I ask you about that because you've been a starter ever since you arrived in the NFL, but one of the things that you said at the end of last season was, coming from Samford, I didn't have too much confidence. I mean, from the outside, that seems like an almost incredible thing that you didn't have that much confidence. Yet, what was that transition like then from Samford to playing in the NFC South?
It was definitely different because I didn't have to face guys like Julio, Mike Evans, and Michael Thomas. So it was definitely different, but it's something you had to get acclimated to, get adjusted to. And, you know, confidence just came from watching film, practicing hard, and then you start making plays, and that's when you get more confidence each and every year.
All right, so to that point you just made, you didn't run into guys like that in college. So last season playing in the South, you went up against Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans, and you only allowed one touchdown in 6 games. Those are 3 of the best in the game. How much did you enjoy and look forward to those battles?
While I was in the conference, it was kind of stressful. So I didn't really look forward to those battles.
Okay.
But, you know, I always approach those battles just with a different mindset. You know, I knew I wanted to go out there and dominate, and I wanted to make plays. But now that I'm not in that conference anymore, I feel like I'm going to miss it. You know, I used to get up early for those games because it was just a big battle for me, and it was a test. And as a competitor, that's all you can ask for is to go against the best.
James Bradberry is a member of the Giants now. I would imagine each of those 3 guys are going to have their own approach and their own strengths on the field. Like when you're facing Julio, for example, what are the keys for you when it comes to shutting him down or slowing him down?
So one, you know, when you get the play call, you know, you want to make sure you play to your help. Like if you're in cover 3 or whatnot, if you're a man, just know you got that post safety help, so you don't really have to guard the post. But, you know, you want to get hands on them and be physical with them. I mean, you just want to switch it up. You know, you want to play a little bit off, you want to bail sometimes, and you want to press. You know, you can't always just do the same thing because eventually they're going to catch on to that, and then they're going to hurt you by using your strength against you.
You know, your journey really is amazing. It's not just a matter of you coming from Samford and going to the NFL. You had built your name in this league, but if we go back even further than that, when you were at Pleasant Grove High School in Alabama, you weren't even the biggest star on that team. The story goes that most of the attention from college recruiters went to a running back named Anthony Gardner. So what were you like as a high school player?
And like you said, AG was that's still my friend to this day. It's a close friend of mine. I call him AG. So AG was he was the guy for our team. You know, he pretty much did everything. He was our running back, and he held that offense down. And he ended up getting injured, I think, like halfway through the year. And then the coach actually asked me to come over to offense and start picking up some offensive plays. And I felt like that's when I started getting more attention from schools because I started showing my versatility. And and like you said, man, I was the second guy until he ended up getting injured, and then it pushed me into the forefront.
All right, so then you go to Arkansas State, and then you transfer to Samford, where you played really, really well. If I told you back in high school that you would be a shutdown corner in the NFL and one of the most sought-after players in free agency, what would you have said then? Like, would you have been surprised, or is this pretty much the way it was going to go according to plan?
I probably would have laughed at you, told you get out my face. I mean, because at the time, I wasn't really a sought-after recruit. So, I mean, being in the NFL and being a big-time cornerback, I didn't really think that could happen at the time.
Talking James Bradbury, you know, last time you and I spoke, we talked a little about your time at Samford. And let me ask you this then. What did you take away from that experience? And then how much does it mean to you to be representing Samford at the next level?
So for me, Samford was more than football. You know, it's a great school, a great academic school. That was one of the reasons why I chose to go there. So I told my mom I wanted to, you know, I was going to get my 4-year degree, and I just wanted to make a good living for myself. So Samford, it instilled faith in me. Also work ethic in the classroom, responsibilities. It's a lot. You know, it means a lot to represent Samford just because there's so many players that's in the league now that comes from Samford. And I feel like we started something special. You know, we had Corey White, we had Courtland Finnegan, and now it's me, Nick Williams, Shaquaski Tart, Michael Pierce. You know, it's quite a few of us in the league now, so it means a lot.
It may or may not surprise you, but when you run down that list, and there's a lot of really, really good players on that list and some really interesting guys, the guy that I go right to, though, Courtland Finnegan. James, man, that's one of my favorite guys. I love Courtland Finnegan. How would you describe him as a person and as a player? What'd you make of his game and his swagger?
So as a player, man, I just know he's a feisty competitor. You know, always willing to step up to that test, to that battle. You know, everybody remembers the fight with Andre Johnson. You know, so you know he's feisty. He's going to try to get after you. And he's a talented guy, you know. I feel like that overshadowed his play. And he was a great cornerback, Pro Bowl guy. I think he was All-Pro as well, was he not?
I believe he was.
Yeah, so he was a great cornerback, and I met him one time when he came to Samford. He seemed like a real laid-back dude, real cool. I missed him when he came to Carolina because I came after he played here. But I've heard nothing but good things about him.
That's a great description, and utterly fearless, obviously. This guy was never, ever, ever going to back down. Listen, before you go, you mentioned work ethic. It's such an unusual offseason. How do you go about preparing for next season during what this is, you know, an offseason that we've never seen before?
So right now I'm working out because they haven't really shut down the city of Charlotte, so they have a few gyms open, so I'm still working out. But I know eventually they're going to shut everything down, so I'm going to figure out something. And I reached out to a couple of companies on Instagram to see if they can send me some equipment because everything's ordered up. You know, I went online, I went on Rogue Fitness, and everything was pretty much ordered up, you know, out of stock. I'm going to figure out something in the next couple weeks.
I got it. I know you will, but it's so true, right? Everything is ordered. James Bradbury, New York Giants cornerback, signed with the Giants last week. He was the 62nd pick overall in 2016. Congrats on that deal. James, great to run you down. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
You too. Appreciate you. Good story. Good player. He said everything had been ordered.